Well, Nick Nurse,
they didn't even care.
He's going to have to
Nick
start
Nurse
hiding
needs
in this
his own
city.
Place to hide.
Exactly.
Because, again, like we've been saying, every time we've interviewed him in the past, he's just been regular NBA head coach.
Yeah,
now
head
he's
coach.
Champion
exactly.
NBA head coach. Here's Nick Nurse. How you doing, Nick?
I'm good, guys. What are you talking about?
Just you being a champion, man. How many selfies have you had to take over the past 3 or 4 days?
A few here and there, but it's okay, man. Everybody's excited. It's great, man. Everybody's happy, and I'm happy too. So we'll selfie away here for a while.
Yeah, you might take advantage of it, right? I mean, take us back to the parade for a minute, because we were down there, but we were at Nathan Phillips Square waiting for you guys. The pictures, the video, I'm not sure it can do justice. What was it like being on top of one of those buses?
Well, I was in a truck, you know, one of those Raptor trucks. Mm-hmm. Well, what was it like? It was slow moving. It was exciting. There was at times when the cheering was almost deafening, when you'd get between, you know, I don't know, under a bridge or something, it was something. And I think it seemed like it was just growing and growing by the minute, because I think the length of it and the weather was awesome. And I think people were seeing it on TV and were like, I gotta go down there and be a part of it. And it just kept growing. It was something to be a part of, that's for sure.
With Nick Nurse here on Overdrive, obviously there were a lot of incredible moments throughout the playoff run, but if there was only one moment you can take, one moment that you can preserve and cherish for the rest of your life, which moment would that be?
Man, I mean, you got to go all the way to the end, right? I think... you know, just when the buzzer sounds and you get to go hug your family and you kind of the relief that, you know, the work's over for a while, because it was a long grind of just kind of constantly being energetic enough to go do the job every second of the day, you know, and that's some relief to get a season over with. And when you get a win, it's obviously more enjoyable for the summer. But there was a ton of little cool moments like that, you know, that were, you know, really special.
Were there times during this run where you had to take a step back and maybe enjoy a little bit, but you allowed your mind to, I guess, take you to the place at the end? I know in hockey, I made it to the second and third round, but I never made it to the finals and won. But there were times where you sit back and dream and think, geez, what if? Were there times through this run that you actually had to stop yourself?
No, I had to stop myself from going to those places, I think. It was pretty easy. The team was never getting ahead of themselves. We did have we played from behind a lot in the series, so we were just trying to get the next one to get some momentum back a lot. You know what I mean? There was a time, I think 3-2, when we went up 3-2 on Milwaukee, and we were coming back home for game six. That's when I really warned them about getting ahead of themselves, because that was the time I think everybody was like, oh my God, we're up 3-2. We're going to the finals. We've never been to the finals. And I did meet with the team and tell them, hey, everybody's going to be taking you someplace, or trying to take you someplace that you're not at yet. And we've got to guard against that. You know, there's going to be lots of pats on the back. We're coming back from a road game. We got a home game, and we can't let it soften us up or zap our energy. Let's use our energy the way we need to and keep focused. And it was a little easier than maybe, well, not easy, it wasn't easy, but it was, wasn't as, getting ahead of ourselves wasn't that big a problem. Let's put it that way.
With Raptors head coach Nick Nurse. Well, that's always interesting to me, you know, playing that mental game, because I think on one hand, you want to have confidence you can get there. I don't think dreaming about it is a bad thing. So how do you kind mm-hmm. of, you know, dance along that tightrope where you allow yourself to dream and be ambitious, but also not get too carried away?
Well, I think for sure you dream about it. I've probably been dreaming about it for a lot of years, to be honest. You know, when I was when I was coaching a small college in Iowa, I used to get in my car and drive over and watch Jordan's Bulls teams play in the finals. You know, buy a standing room only ticket from a scalper outside, and, you know, watch the game and, you know, and watch them celebrate or watch these awesome, you know, the atmosphere and all that stuff was awesome. And, you know, get back in my car and drive home for 4 hours or so. And, you know, that soaks in and you're thinking, man, it'd be really cool to do that someday. So I think you dream about it, but I think you're right. The most interesting part about it is like when you're right in the middle of it, or for me anyway, you are like enclosed in it a little bit. And you probably heard me say this a lot. I purposely thought part of my job was to not, you know, watch TV and listen to any reports or listen to the radio or read about our team, good or bad. I didn't really want it to deter me or take any energy or spend any time on that, because there was enough to focus on, which was trying to get the next game and make sure our guys were in a good place mentally, you know?
Is there a guy on the team that you leaned on a little bit to kind of get your message across, maybe a veteran guy or somebody that we wouldn't know about that had that type of leadership qualities that kind of exuded through the room?
I mean, this was a heavily laden veteran team and a lot of guys with unique leadership qualities. So, you know, I mean, I think all of us benefited from Kwai's even keeled demeanor, myself included. I think everybody benefited from Kyle's tenacity and just how hard he played. I think that transcended to players. Gasol had his kind of stoic, tough moments. Serge gave a couple unbelievable team speeches to guys that were, you know, grand slams. They were just right on time and perfectly delivered and just what we needed. You know, Freddie Van Fleet. I mean, there's Freddie Van Fleet with his play and courage and guts and all that stuff. I think there was a lot of guys. So, and it took all of us. It took all the staff and all the players and everybody chipping in and the energy channeled in the right way. And I think and when it got unchanneled, we rechanneled it quickly. So it was collective effort for sure.
With Nick Nurse here on Overdrive, at any point during the playoff run, did you guys feel like underdogs? Can you think of a time where you're like, okay, we're up against it here, we're an underdog now?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we ever felt we weren't good enough to beat who we were playing, right? That's a pretty big statement. Let me just back up a little bit on that. I think we thought we could beat everybody when we were in the East, okay? And we did have a tremendous respect for them, and we knew we had to play. And once we kind of unleashed our defensive, just the way we started playing defense, game two against Orlando, our guys and I next day I met with them and said, listen, if we're going to play defense like that, we can go anywhere we want to go. And I think that was a really big springboard to the rest of the playoff run, because we played defense pretty darn good most nights from then on out. And it was that kind of realization of playing that hard, being that connected, and executing the game plan that well. Coach might be right. We might be able to go anywhere we want to go. Now, I think when you win the East and get to Golden State, and this is their fifth finals, and it's a dynasty and stuff, you know, you got to immediately decide, okay, do you think you're good enough to beat these guys? And that was, again, something we talked about immediately. I addressed it kind of like I used football, American, you know, football, NFL and college football. I said the Patriots are in the Super Bowl every year. And I told them I thought, you know, there's some teams that give them way too much respect and they're beat before they take the field. But I gave them some examples. The Philadelphia Eagles went in there and, you know, kick their butt, and Clemson, you know, dethroned Alabama and kicked their butt. And that's, you know, we got to go in there. We don't care that these guys are a dynasty. We got to figure out if we can take it to them, you know, right from game one. And I think our guys, again, felt that and, you know, exuded that, you know, right from game one.
With Nick Nurse here on Overdrive, is there any particular adjustment or tactical decision you made against Golden State that you're most proud of?
It's a good question. I would say this. I think that it's hard to think of just one. I know everybody talks about the box and one. They were chanting box and one. It was great in the parade. I was getting a group of 50 guys chanting box and one, and then 50 people right next to them going, "What's a box and one?"
You should have yelled back. It's a janky defense. It's a janky defense.
I got some of that too. They were yelling, "It isn't a janky defense," or something. Right. They were chanting that too. But I mean, everybody talks about that, and that's okay. It's kind of cool, right? That nobody's probably played that in the finals ever or in an NBA game for a long time. And it's not, to me, it's not that big a deal because the game was, we were in trouble when I went to it. It was just, we couldn't get the game under control. And I presented it to the team and Kyle looked at it and said, I kind of positioned, this is where everybody's going to be. And they all were like, yeah, man, let's do it. And so that makes it easy as a coach. They accept it and say, we'll go do it. And they went out and did it really well. But there's so many little adjustments going on. In each game, you're a timeout. One of the things we were doing at some of the timeouts is we were totally switching who was guarding who, just for the sake of it, just because we thought they would be running a certain action, and all of a sudden it didn't look the same as they thought it was going to look because we had three guys guarding totally different guys, or we would do a riskier coverage out of a timeout, like maybe switch Gasol on to Steph Curry, which you'd be saying, geez, you don't want to make a habit of that very often, but we'd do it anyway just to kind of throw their whole little line of thinking off, and some of that stuff was working really well.
Well, we'll get you out of here on this question because it's the one that is important for us, and we really want to know an answer to it. What's it going to be like playing the guitar with a championship ring on? Have you thought of that yet?
I don't think that's going to be possible. You ever see those championship rings, man? They're like furniture.
Yes, they are.
You can't wear them. They're like things you got to put on your desk. I'll put it next to the elephant on the desk. How
there
about
you
that?
Go.
Well, I'm not sure if you're aware that you actually quoted that you were going to come up and play in studio with us if you did win that said championship.
We haven't forgotten about that.
Yeah.
I lost you.
That connection. We'll send you an email so you don't have to flush it.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations on what was an incredible run. And enjoy the summer. I'm sure you will. And I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you for this.
Thanks, guys.
There's Nick Nurse. Yeah. Championship head coach and guitar player.
Great spirits.